The 24th chapter, verses 13 through 35. I'd ask that you pray with me and pray for me as we meditate on the theme, the sermonic topic of the Emmaus Road. This is one that I hear quite often, and I begin to think about the Emmaus Road, what it entails, what does it look like? You understand, the disciples just came through something, went through something. So let's look at this Emmaus Road from actual, from a physical to a metaphysical, what it means for us. Have you ever been walking through life? Just want to know. Have you ever walked through life, talking, moving, doing all the right things, and yet something just didn't feel right? Anybody ever have that time? Feel like you're doing all the right stuff, but something just doesn't feel right. What about this? Have you ever been on a journey and didn't even realize who was walking right beside you? Have you had those times? My brothers and sisters, that is the Emmaus Road. The Emmaus Road is not just a physical path from Jerusalem to the village called Emmaus, but it's a spiritual journey, a road of confusion, disappointment, reflection, and ultimately, revelation. Can I tell you that one more time? It is a spiritual journey, a road of confusion, disappointment, reflection, and ultimately, revelation. Two disciples were walking from Jerusalem. They were moving away from the place where their hopes had just been crucified. Think about that. They're leaving a place where all of their hopes hung on a cross. They're grieving and they're trying to make sense of what has happened. And while they're walking, Jesus himself draws near. Am I right? Sounds about like the story that was told to us. But here is the tension in the text. They're looking at Jesus, but they did not see. These disciples had what I like to call eyes wide shut. They could see physically, my brothers and sisters, but they could not perceive spiritually. They walked with him. They talked with him. They listened to him. Yet, they didn't recognize him. And if we're honest this morning, we have all traveled our own Emmaus Road with our eyes wide shut. We've gone through situations where God was present, but we didn't perceive it. We've prayed for answers while the answers were walking right beside us. We've asked, "Where are you, Lord?" while he was saying, "I'm right here." Sometimes grief blinds us. Sometimes disappointment clouds our vision. And sometimes unmet expectations keep us from recognizing a present Savior. Sounds like your Emmaus Road. But Jesus responds to them in a way that might seem surprising. You remember what he said? He said, "Oh, foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe." Y'all understand, He wasn't insulting them. He was awakening them. Jesus began to interpret the scriptures, showing how everything that happened was necessary. From Moses to the prophets, he revealed that the suffering of the Messiah was always a part of God's plan. What Jesus is saying is this: you are confused because you don't understand the full story. And how often is that true for us? How often we struggle, not because God is absent, but we struggle because we don't understand what God is doing. We see the cross, but we don't yet understand the resurrection. We see the pain, but we don't yet see the purpose. I want y'all to notice something, or if y'all notice something powerful. Jesus didn't reveal himself immediately, right? When you read the scripture, when you heard the scripture, he didn't reveal himself immediately upon encountering the disciples. He walks with them. He talks with them. He teaches them. Why? Anybody know why he did those things and didn't reveal himself to them? Come on, it's okay. I'm going to talk
about it. See if they would wake up.
See if they would wake up.
Notice that it was him.
It's a good one. Believe without seeing.
Right.
Anyone else? Come on, don't be afraid. How about this? And I'm sure you all would agree, because the journey is just as important, if not more important, than the destination. We're all trying to get somewhere, right?
Amen.
We're all going someplace, right? If we're honest, our eyes are on the prize, right? Oh, Lord. Everybody's eyes on the prize?
Mm-hmm.
You know where you're going?
Yep.
Do you know how you're getting there? See, that's the ticket. If Jesus had revealed himself right away, the disciples would have missed the conversation. They would have missed the teaching. They would have missed the burning in their hearts. They later said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he was talking to us on the road?" Y'all realize that burning didn't happen at the destination. Their hearts wasn't strangely warmed, as John Wesley said. No, their hearts were strangely warm. They were set afire. They were burning along the journey. The destination is important. How you get there is what's more important. We must understand God is working while we're walking. You need to understand God is speaking while we're struggling. God is also shaping while we're searching. That journey is important. You can't go from A to Z without hitting all the other letters in the middle. You can't leave Sun City to come to St. Luke United Methodist that I happen to make a right or left hand turn. Unless you knock down the fence in the back. But I need you to understand, the journey is more important than the destination. You got to go through some things. You got to be strengthened in some things. There are some ups and downs on this journey that prepares you and makes you ready for your destination. I didn't tell the first sermon this service this morning, but everybody until they reached their destination. Now get this. They sat at the table and Jesus broke bread. On that journey, they walked with him. They talked with him. He taught them. They reached their destination, but they still didn't see. When they sat at the table and he broke bread, their eyes were opened. Isn't that something, my brothers and sisters? Recognition came in relationship. Revelation came in fellowship. They recognized him through the relationship that they had along the journey, but when they got to the table, a revelation happened when they had that fellowship of breaking bread. That's why it's so important that every Sunday we break bread between services. That's why it's so important on every fourth Saturday that we spend time fellowshipping with one another. It is so important that when we do things that we sit and we break bread with one another, it is through that breaking of bread that we have a revelation of who we are and whose we are. I love being Methodist because nothing happens without some food. Y'all know me, food, fun, and fellowship. When I got them three else, I'm happy. Sometimes, my brothers and sisters, God waits until we slow down.
Amen.
And we're in the retirement capital of the world, but yet, you all are still on the move. He waits until we sit with him. He waits until we commune with him. He waits to open our eyes. Means you gotta slow down, relax a little bit, take the pace just a little slower. Sit down with him. Break bread. Then he will open your eyes to see him. Each one of us has our own Emmaus road. A season where life didn't go the way we expected. A moment where faith felt shaken. A path where we were trying to make sense of it all. And just like those disciples, I need you all to understand, Jesus is walking with you and me. Even when we don't recognize it. We go through some things and we ask why. It's not in the plan. But it's not your plan. It's God's plan. So how do we experience our Emmaus road fully? I'm glad y'all asked. Let me give you some directions. We're going to have about five things that we need to go through here. First and foremost, to experience your Emmaus road fully, keep walking. Don't stop your journey because you're confused. Don't stop the journey because you don't understand. Those disciples kept walking. And because they did, they had an encounter with Jesus. Number two, stay in conversation. They talked with each other. They were talking about what happened, what had transpired, how things didn't seem to go the way they expected, the way they anticipated. They carried on a conversation with each other, and then they had a conversation with Jesus. So I don't want you to isolate yourself. I need you to press forward on your journey with God So if you want clarity, get into God's word and allow it to get into you. Four, invite Jesus in. Y'all saw how that story ended, right? Right near the end, right? They made their destination, and Jesus stepped ahead as if he were going further on somewhere, and they said, no, hey, stay with us tonight. Right? Now, isn't that what the word says? It says as they got to the end, they got up right then. It says, wait a minute. When they came to Emmaus, he acted as if he was going on ahead, but they urged him to say, stay with us. It is nearly evening, and the day is almost over. Invite Jesus in. Stay with us. At some point, you must move from a casual encounter with Jesus to an intentional invitation. Intentional invitation. Stay with me. Stay here. And number five, slow down for revelation. It was at the table, in a moment of stillness, that their eyes were wide open. There wasn't a whole lot of business going on. They were seated, preparing to have a meal. And in the stillness, that one act of breaking bread, they realized and recognized what was going on. My brothers and sisters, we're often too busy to recognize what God is doing. Slow down. The Emmaus Road teaches us this. You can be walking with Jesus and not recognize.
Amen.
But if you keep walking, keep listening, and keep seeking, your eyes will be opened. And when they are, your confusion will turn into clarity. Your sorrow will turn into joy. Your journey will turn into a testimony. Can't nobody tell you a story like you. So the next time you find yourself on a road you didn't plan, anybody on the road that they planned to be on? So for every one of us in here, since we're on a road that we didn't plan and we're in a season that we didn't expect, these are my words to you. Don't panic. You're on your Emmaus road right now. So what I need you to do on this road is look again. Listen again. And lean in again. Because the one you've been searching for has been walking with you this whole time. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.